water, take it down, you don't have to make a bracha on the water. Now, lalach is brought down is all usually only by water. Water is the only thing that if you don't drink it for thirst, you have no hanor from it. So here we have something stuck. The reason why you're drinking the water is not because you're thirsty, just to get washed down your mouth, you won't have to make a bracha on the water. But let's say you take soda to do that, or another drink that you do have hanor drinking it, even though you're taking the soda to wash something down, but since you have hanor drinking the soda, then avad you would have to make a bracha. Most again in the morning, you wake up early in the morning and you want to speak and you have some phlegm, you have something down your mouth, and you're not thirsty at all. You're just taking water to wash down your mouth, you would not have to make a bracha on that water. Because water, if you don't take it for thirst, you don't have to make a bracha. Well, medicine, vital, will be the same thing. It depends. If you're a little thirsty and you enjoy the water, you have to make a bracha. If you don't enjoy the water, you're only taking the water, take down the pill, like you just got finished drinking, you know, well, you won't have to make a bracha then, right?
What if you flush your can talk from children?
It's the same thing. You don't have to make a bracha then.
No, but you drink the soda.
Well, yes, the question. You can't make a bracha, you mean you're choking. It's something
yeah,
else. Because you can't. What do you mean? Because you can't make a bracha then if you're choking. Well, that means if you couldn't make the bracha, you have to make the bracha. Like Tosfos here. Tosfos, Badafka Mayim, Tosfos. Same loy hano. Kiyam lishtes mayim letzamay. So hano of water is only if you're thirsty. If you're not thirsty, there's no hano. Vano, the chavim say yumtsa. Ein zeh nechshev hano. Al sham mashkin, any other type of drinks. That you enjoy drinking it. Even if you have something stuck in your mouth. But since you're drinking the soda, your body enjoying it, it has to make a bracha on it. Right. How do we pass it? Do we make a shakum or do we make a burin of hoshas? He answered him, Tuk chazi mayom advar. Go look out and see how the world feels it, how the world acts. And the way the world acts, that's the halacha. So Trashi, Mayom Advar, Heich Noigin, how do people act? I'm all of you, that's halacha. Whenever you're mesupik, what's the halacha? Look at the way the minigurlim. In the minigurlim, you can bring a raya. Ukvar norgu levorach betchila shakol, our minigiz, on water, first we make a shakol, we'll observe burn the first rabbits of the chasronin, hakol mashabur. That's the psak halacha, that's what we pass him. So Taz also says, before you drink water, you have to make a burn of fushes. So the shayla was, how do we pass him? And the minig is, we only see people make a burn of fushes afterwards. So we make a shakol metchila. And the burn of fushes, that's afterwards.
You're holding that Memhe Yomar Aleph, the seventh perek. Shloisha Shok Lukachas is Chayovim Lezamin. If three people ate together, so the Chiyav to be Mezamin.
There's a Chiyav that then will come to bench, you have to bench for Zimun. We'll soon see what that means. So the Mishnah, Shloisha Shok Lezamin, Lezamin Yachet, they got together, Letzarev Brocha Beloshin Rabin. That the benching should be done together, Beloshin Rabin, Kagoyin Nevorach. Like we say, Nevorach Shechana Mishaloi, that's called Brichas Hazvimah, we'll see more in the Gemara. So you have three people eating together, then there's a Chiyav when you come to bench Bezimun. Ochol Demai, let's say the Yate Demai. So the Chiddush Mishnah is now, if you eat a Zach that's Othur, you're not allowed to eat Mediraisa, there's no Chiyav to Mezamin. Because you're not supposed to eat it, you don't have a Chiyav to make a Brachel, it's some Shittas. But a Chiyav Zimun for sure there's not. Now the Chiddush to Reish of the Mishnah, even though these things look like it's us to eat, but since it's not such a big issa, the still the Zechi of Zimun. So at the Mishnah, Ochal Demai. If you ate Demai, still the Zechi to be Mezamin. Now Demai is, you bought Teres from an Amoritz, and with the Rabbonin, you're not supposed to eat it until you take off Trumas Maisers first. Even if you didn't take off Maisers, still, you have the Zechi of Zimun. About Midiraisa, Roy Vamoritz do take off Maisus, Sonia a Chash, Midirabonin, the Rabbonin warned Machmir to say they don't have to bench, Bezimun. O Maisa Rishon, Shenotla Trumosa. The case where the Levi got the Maisa Rishon, Shenotla Trumosa, the Truma was taken off already. Also, you have a Chiv Zimun. So Rashi learns, Shenotla Trumoson, Kosalka Daita Chosini Gemara, the Havmini was, Trumas Maisa Shaloi, Shal Halevi Lahafish. Hey, so Levi already took off the Trumas Meiser. Usually the way it goes is, first you take off Truma Gedola, you give a little bit to the Kohen, then you take off one-tenth of what's left and you give it to the Levi, that's called Meiser, And then from this meiser, the Levi gives another one tenth like Trumas meiser. He gives a little bit to the kohen. So Rashi says the habimin the Gemara is going to say is that everything was taken off. It's from this meiser isha, and he even took off the Trumas meiser. So now the Gemara has to cash. You should be mezamim. There's nothing wrong with it. You're allowed to eat this meiser now. So we'll see in the Gemara. Meiser sheni. Who then if you have meiser sheni, or else vehegdish sheniftu. You are paidrus. So meiser sheni the halacha is you're supposed to only eat in Yerushalayim. If you want to eat in the Chutz Laaretz, you have to be poider it, and then take it into Yerushalayim. If you want to eat in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, you poider it. See, if you poider it, and now you eat the food, you have a chiyuv zimun. The hegdish is the same thing. You remarkish a piece of bread, and then you poider the bread and money, so the bread becomes chulun, you're allowed to eat it. So if you eat this bread, you have a chiyuv zimun. So Gemara's explained the chur also pshita. These two things are mutter to eat, so pshita is a chiyuv zimun. Trashi Maisa Shani Shaniftu, Lahatiro Biachila Hutzli Yushlaim, in order to be able to eat these terrorists even outside Yushlaim. There's Pijoina Yal Yushlaim Biyochel. But the money that you pay to the Maisa Shani, you on that money you'll take to Yushlaim, and there you buy back Oichlim and you eat it there. The Hashamish Shaochal Kazais. We have a waiter that's waiting on you. If he eats a kazayas, he could also be mezamin. If you have two people eating, and you have a waiter, if the waiter ate a kazayas, he's also bechlal dezimun. Trashi v'shamish, shashim sham besuda. He was meshamish you, he was a waiter. The yochali moem kazayas, he ate with you a kazayas. Kedei lit starif in moem lezimun. Kedei lit starif with them for zimun. Uvechol hane yitzvich lashmin, and all these things you have to hear the chiddish, afagav the domil yisr. Even though these things are doima to an isr, ain't kan bracha b'aveira. Still, the Rashi, these things are not called the bracha b'aveira. Because meforish be also the Gemara. The Gemara will explain later on what the chiddush of the Mishnah is. All these cases that I would think it's an isr to eat it, and then there's no chiyuv zimun. Kamashmon, these things are mutter to eat, therefore there is a zimun. The hakusi, hakusi is also mezamen olav. Hakusi were Geri and Samachlekis, what they were, a nation that was Megayer because of the afraid of the Arroyos of the lions. And we hold that the Geris was a good Geris. Therefore, they're called Yisraelim Gemurim. And therefore, you could be Mazam with them. Now, Ochal Tevel, let's say though you ate Mamish Tevel. That means Tevel, real, hay was grown in Eretz Yisrael before you took off Trumas and Maisa from it. So it's an Averit Edith. Or else Maisa Rishon Shlo Notru Trumasai. You ate Maisa Rishon, did not take off the Truma yet. It's also Edith. Or Maisa Shaini Vehegdish Shlo Niftu. You have Paris of Maisa Shani, regular Hegdish. You're not allowed to eat it. If you ate it without pigeon, it's also to eat it. There's no Chiyuv Zimun. V'hashamish ochal pachus mekazayis. And the shamish that ate less than a kazayis. That's not enough to mitzarev to make Zimun. V'hanochri. If you have a goy, you have two yidin eating. And the goy is eating with you, the goy can't be mezamin. Is ein mezamin olav. These are not called three people, so you can't be mezamin with them. Who? Wait a minute, the guy? The guy doesn't make a bracha. He eats those things, I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Shamish, anybody?
Shamish could be a chiddush. We'll see. We'll see in the Gemara. Shamish may be a chiddush. Right? Ein mezam nolam. Noshim v'yavodim uktanim ein mezam nemalayim. If you have two men and one lady, that doesn't make a chiyuv zimun. Who are din with an evet and who are din ketanim don't make a zimun. You have to have three gedolim to make a chiyuv zimun. Ad kamo mezamnin, how much do you have to eat in order to make a chiyuv when you bench to be mezamnin? Is that kezayis? Tanakam holds if you eat a kezayis, if you eat a kezayis of bread, you have to bench. And when you bench, you have to bench for zimun. Providing these three people sat down to eat together. If you do aimat kebetzah, if you don't know the biggest shear, you have to, the chiyuv zimun is only if you eat a kebetzah. More than a zayis, size of an egg. Trashi, ad kamo mezamnin, kamo yoichol imoyim, how much do you have to eat together, v'yitchayiv imoyim bezimun, that there'll be a chiyutiv mezamun together. But nafgamino, lohoitziyim yedei chayvosim. Nafgamino is, can one person like bench for the other two people? His part of zimun is that one makes the bracha and mates of the other two people. So Rashi says, how much do you have to eat that you can mate to the other people? In yitnu loy hakoyst the bracha, they give you the kois to make the bracha, and you'll bench, you'll be mate to the other people. For benching also, right. Right. In zimun, you could be mate to them for benching also. So the Rashash explains Rashi, really, that the real is a steer in the Mishnah. The Mishnah before said that the Shamish, if he eats a kazayas, he's in start with you. So you see, if you eat a kezayis, there is a chiyuv zimun. And the end of the mission says it's a machlokes how much do you have to eat. So if you don't, you have to eat a kebetzel. Less than a kebetzel, who is no chiyuv zimun. So what does he do with the first part of the Mishnah that said that a shamish could have a zimun with the kezayis? So Shas one said that's the chiluk. When you have three people that ate a shear of a kezayis, so avada they couldn't make zimun. I mean, they say bar shachanu mishaloi. But then one can't be mitzvah the other one with the benching. Everybody has to bench to themselves. When though could one make the birchas hamazon be mitzvah everybody? That's if you all like kebetzah. That's the bigger mitzvah chibur that they sat down, they ate a suda lisa the kebetzah together, exceeded like one achila, and male the benching one should bench for everybody else. We'll see Kulam more this in the Gemara about it. So the Chiddush the Mishnah is the ratio was these foods that even though you think it's Osir is not such an Isir, you let them be Mizamah together. Because the Svar is a Zimun means like you have a Chabura, three people together. So if you're eating a Dover Heter, or else you have three Yisraelim together, there's an Indian, tea together is good. If you have a Goy with you, there's no need to be Mechubah with him. So there's no Chiv Zimun then. But what then if you're eating a Dover Isir also, it's not called a Chabur, you're doing something nice here, eating Isir. So there's no Chiv Zimun. A zimun is you have three yidin eating together, just like a chabura together. We'll see in the pesuk in the Gemara the chiyah to be mezamin together. So the Gemara, mino hani mili that there's such an inyan to be mezamin. Shashi mino hani mili the shloisha ruyim lebirchas tzir. That when you have three people already, there's like a new chiyah to make a new type of a bracha of a tzira of a chabura three together. Omer Rav Asi the Yom HaKaros says in the pasuk. Gadalu Lashem iti on the Rami Moshe Moyachdus. His Gadalu, Moshe, I'm talking to two people, you two people, Shemagadal Hashem iti with me. So it's three together. In the Rami Moshe Moyachdus, when we have three people, then we'll give like a Shvach to the Abisha together. So you see, with three, there's no need to give a Shvach. Shrashi Gadalu Lashem iti, Hare Shleisha. There are three. For the next Pasik, Akro Hova Gadal Hayochin Aimel Ishnayim. So also three. Rabahu Aimel, the next Pasik is Mehocha. The pasuk says, "Ki Shem Hashem Ekra." When I call out Hashem's name, "Havu Goydel Lelokenu." So "Havu Goydel" means he's saying, like the two other people, let's give shvach to the Eibishter. So one is saying to two, you have three together. So we have three people together. There's such an inyan to say a shvach all together. As the Mishmuras Maz was like a cover up bracha. There are three people together. There's a chiyah like to give cover to this bracha. Do it together. Two different mandiyam, two different sukkah. They're both asmachtes, not really chiyuv and the rice is zimun. It's only the rabbon, it's asmachtes. Omer Rav Chonin Baraba, minayin lo'ina omein shloyagbia koiloi yoisem en amavorach. When you answer omein, you shouldn't raise your voice more than the one that made the bracha. By chazorot hashas, or whenever you're hearing a bracha, you shouldn't answer omein louder than the one that makes the bracha. Shenema the pasuk says, gadalu l'Hashem iti. Like will be God Hashem with me, mashma the same pitch. When the Rami Mosh or else the next one, the Rami Mosh Shema Yachto, like we'll say it together. Right, Amr Rav Shimon ben Pazi, minayin shein hamatargen, rishoy lahagvia koiloi, yoisim min akira. So this Iker Din Matayi says going by mold that used to lay the Torah on Shabbos used to be matargen. Means the Balkari used to lay one pasuk from the Sefer Torah. And then the Matargim used to say it over in Targum to explain the Chumash. So the Indian of having a Kriya at the same tone, the same pitch that the Balkar relains, who had in the Matargim just said the exact same Kriya. Right? So this is called the Shmach in the Brachas. The same Pshan the Gemara before also, when he says a Brach to answer Amen, it's a Shmach to answer back like together, the same pitch. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Moshe Yadaber, Moshe said over the Theos of Dibra to Klai Yisrael, V'alakim Yanenu B'Kriya. So Pashup Shat is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yanenu helped answered Moshe B'Koyol. So Rashi and Chumash says means HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped Moshe with his Koyol. Hey, Moshe had to say the Atheros HaDibros to help Klal Yisrael. He had to say it very loud. How do you have such a loud voice? HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped Moshe with his Koyol. That's Pashup Shat. Now we dashin Shein Tam Olayna B'Koyol. What does it mean Yanenu B'Koyol? Ma Tam Olayna B'Koyol that Hashem helped him with the Koyol. It means B'Koyol Osho Moshe. As if to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it at the exact same pitch as Moshe's Kol was. So you see, when you have a Kol and a Matagna, two people saying it, you should say it at the exact same voice. So Tosfos Masba, the Pshat is, the Kol Shel Moshe, the Pshat was that really, Moshe had to say it very high, because he had to tell it over to the whole Klal Yisrael. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he told it just to Moshe. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have said it at a lower pitch. Just the Moshe should hear, he could have spoken much lower. And the Pasuk's Mashmuna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it the exact same pitch, the same voice as Moshe said it. As Mashmuna, this is a chshibus, like a hider, that the both should be saying the exact same tone. We learn out from this, you have a matargim, or a balkaru. With the matargim, they should be saying the exact same pitch. And if one can't say as loud as the other one should make it lower then. No, only the first two are said that we heard from Hashem. The rest they didn't hear. I mean, they could have heard. All right. And we once spoke out, the Rashi before in Brachas spoke out, a Diak and Rashi, that Kleisel heard the whole Aseret Dibros. That's Master from Rashi before. But the pshat was that the first Hashem said the first two Dibros to talking directly to Kleisel. They couldn't take it, so the rest eight was said directly to Moshe, but they heard it though. The Diak and Rashi before also said that. So Hashem's curl, we write, was just as loud as Moshe's curl, so Kleisel was able to hear it. Just it was said directly to Moshe, and Moshe said over to Kleisel. But there's such a hiddur in bracha to say it the exact same tone. Who then we answer Borchu, or we answer Kedusha, you should not try and say it louder than the Chazan says it. It's a hiddur to say it the exact same tone the Chazan says it. The Mortanya Nami Hochi. Eina Matargim Rishoy Lagbiya Koloi Yoisim in Akira. The Matargim, the one that explains it, shouldn't say louder than the one that reads the Torah, the Bakir himself. Vimi Yevsha, Le Matargim Lagbiya Koloi. Let's say the Kura has a very powerful voice. The Matarkim can't say so loud. It's then the Balkur himself should say a little bit lower. Kedai to have this Hiddur that they should all be saying the exact same tone. So the Hiddur, if the Balkur has a louder voice than the Matarkim, quiet down a little bit. But this is a Hiddur to be saying everything the exact same tone. God L'Shem Itin, Ramash Ma Yachtov, Hishbila Yachtov is saying Shvach and the Kodesh Baruch Hu together. If only two people sat down to eat the meal together, is pligi rav rav yechon. So machlokes rav rav yechon, if there's a chiyuv or not a chiyuv, if there's a reshus to be mizamin together. Chadoma im rotzu lezamin mizamin. One says they want to make a zimun now, they could make a zimun. For chadoma im rotzu lezamin ein mizamin. One says no, that's what we hold lalocha. If two people eating together, even if they want to make a zimun, they're not allowed to. There's a mitzvah lechali to make separate rochas. Now this inyan of zimun, like I said before in Rashi, there are two inyanim involved. It's not just time that one person is being made to the other one with birchas hamozim. It's a bracha, birchas zimun. The same baruch shechanu mishloi, we answer back together. There's a special bracha for zimun. So this special bracha, that's the machlokes, could, where only two people say it. One says it's a reshus, avad echiv, it's only if you have three people. That's the Mishnah. But one says if you have two people, it's reshus. And one says, no, with two people, you're not allowed to make this special bracha. What about the stam? You have two people eating together. Is one allowed to be made to the other one with birchas hamozim? So that's not what we're talking about here. That we'll see the Gemara later. It depends. If the person's a bor, doesn't know how to make the bracha himself, so avad then is a mitzvah for one to bench for the other one to be made to his other one. But in the case where two people know how to bench themselves, then we always hold there's a mitzvah lechalik. There's an inyan to make two separate brachas, that's better off. So, one person made the bench for the other person. You had in das to be moitzim, and he had das to be yoitza. B'dievet, we pass in you are yoitza. Just matchila, you're supposed to make your own brachas. Just when you have three, that's with the chi of zimun together. And now there's a question, when you only have two people eating, are they also allowed to make the zimun together or not? We're in another room. Fakir, when you have zimun, you have to bench together. We're saying no. When you have three, then you need to bench together. Zimun. When you have only two, we'll see that it's a mitzvah lechalik. We'll see then. More tenan. Now we'll bring our karayas or kashas. Tenan. Shloisha shoch lokachas. The Mishnah says if you have three people sitting down to eat together, is chayovim lezamin. Then there's a chiyuv to make this new broch of zimun, and one should be made to the other ones with the benching. Tzadik l'chur shloisha in. Only if you have three people, three, then there's a chiyuv. Shnayim loy. If you only have two, there's no chiyuv. Have the Gemara know. Hosam chayva. The Mishnah's talking about that you have a chiyuv to make a zimun. Three people sat down to eat together. Halacha is either they started to eat together, that's mechayiv them to have a zimun, or else if they finished eating together, then there's a chiyuv to make a zimun. Hocha rishus. But you have only two people, there's no chiyuv. If you want, you could divide and bench separately. Just the shadow is, if you want to bench together with this Bricha Zimun, are you allowed to or not? So you have the Raya from the Mishnah. That's why Tosfos also says that Yerushalmi is mashma that then Tosfos says Vachi Prushoi Nitnu Daitam Lecha Kleima Shezchilu Metchilu Lecha Biyachad. That's one Chiyuv Zimun. If you start eating together, three people sat down to eat together, that's mechayiv them that later, even if one finishes eating before the other one, he has to wait and bench together. If you started to eat together, that's mechayiv you. Zehu b'tchila. Oz v'adei chayiv zimun aleim. Ochlo gazayah v'zehu b'soif. Kleimer. Yem echad hitzcho kaidim chaberu. There's another Chiyuv. Even if one person sat down to eat by himself first, the gazayah. Oz v'adei yem gomru sudosim yachad chayovim lezamin. That could also be mechayiv to mezamin. If one sat down to eat first, but then another two people sat down next to you, and you all three finished eating together, that's also mechayiv you to make zimun. So the chiyuv zimun comes from either one of two things. Either you started to eat together, or else you finished to eat together. Yeah. Also, the bottom place also says halachi about imrotzu lezamin, the end, Rashi Shita later is, that you're not allowed to be moitzi one another with birchas hamoitzi, or else with birchas hamozin. Rashi's both shittas, you're not allowed to be moitzi one the other. But tell you another. According to the rebracha, we shine the tayyid that we hold halacha moitzi in zeh shnayim lekula yalma. That we hold halacha even if you have two people eating together, one person could make the moitzi for the other person. And tell you the svaris viatam hayu v'yoshrim lecho yachad daitel mitzaris. That when you come in to make the moitzi, even two people, since you're starting to eat now, you have not to be together, so that's called the kriyas, one could make the moitzi for the other one. Abu Bebrocha shall save Suda, Mashenkin, benching, Shemistalkim Zemizeh, then the svar is benching, like finish eating, you're going away from the other. Then Sarklavara Kolecha the Yatzmai. That's our sugi now. And that's where we hold. When you have two people, eight together, when it comes to bench, since benching now is like the ending off that you're about to leave, each one has a chiyuv to bench by themselves. And that's the shalom. One man yama says no. If they want to, they could be mezamen. And Muslims say, oh, we already can't be mezamen. Right. Toshima. Shleisha sh'ochlu kacha. So three people sat down to eat together is chayov mezamen. When it comes to bench, so you have a chiyuv to bench together. The ain rishoyim lechalik, and they're not allowed to separate. You can't have one bench earlier and the other two lose out. You're not allowed to bench earlier. Zadiyak shloisha in only three have a chiyuv. Shnayim loy, shnayim have no chiyuv at all to bench. So chura, what's the raya shnayim lo? Maybe the same thing we said before. Shnayim has no chiyuv, but maybe two, if they want to, they could. So Rashi answered this. Rashi says shloisha in shnayim loy hachit prusha. The midik toni ein rishrein lechalik, since it says they're not allowed to divide up, shema mina de vishloisha mizamnin, shnayim ein mizamnin, but two cannot be mizamnin. They are filu rotsu, even if they want to. What's the raya? Diyam rut shnayim nami im rotsu mizamnin, if you're going to stay even when two people eat together, if they want to. They could be mizamnin, amay ein echad rishrein lechalik. Vazay, when you have three people eating together, why can't one person bench early and go away? Lazel who? The two left over, when they get finished eating together, they'll be mezamim together. So that's the diak here. How come one is not allowed to bench earlier? So diak was, if he benches earlier, the other two left over cannot be mezamim together. So as though you're being mafkir the bricha zimun from the first two. That's the raya that two together doesn't have rishus. Because if two had a rishus to mezamim, what's wrong if one goes away? That's the way Rashi learns. Toys the Kash and Rashi, what do you mean what's wrong? But he himself is losing out the Brichas of Imadom. Maybe there may be really two left over, if they want they could be mezamin. The reason why you're now not a bench early, because you're losing out the Brichas of Imadom. That's Toys Kash and Rashi. Therefore Toys learns the Deikas from the Seifah. The Deik says, Dalit and Rishrem Lechalik. The Seifah says if you have four people living together, they also can be Mechalik. There it's Shver. If you hold two, could be mezamin, so let the four of them divide up, two and two. They'll be mezamin together. That place is shot that there's no chiv zimun by two. Then the place is also miyashiv rashi. Place is inami, ain't echo near mishur lechalik, avamir toni and rishoyin lechalik, mashma makula mapko zimun, and the stalak lechem him. So he says, because if the pshat just was that the one that's leaving, he's losing out, it should have set an is upon him. If Alta says Lashon Ein Rishoyin Lechalek, Mashma, when one goes away, all of them are losing their Chiyuv Zimun. So that's the deal, that when there's a Chiyuv Zimun, only we have three together. But if one goes away, it's Mashma, all three lose their Chiyuv Zimun. So here it's a klar raya that two has no Rishus to be Mezamin, and the Gemara knows there's no raya. Shani Hosem, the Kavulu Bechayvim Mikora. There's a chilek. If metchila three people sat down together, there was kavei upon them a chayv to be mezamin. So if one goes away now, true, the other two could still be mezamin maybe, but then there's no chiyah for them to be mezamin. So that's not so good. About metchila, you had a chiyah to be mezamin. You have to make sure at the end you still have three b'shas benching to mekamin yechayv. And Rashi says the hesber is shani yosem duhukva b'chayv mikarom. The yozel who, if one person leaves now, ma'afkos lu chayv, he's going to take away the chayv. The kamalu rishus. Now the other two, even if they want to, maybe they could, but it's only rishus for them to bench. And the pshat is the godol ha'mitzuvah v'yosem mishenu mitzuvah v'yosem. There's the biggest chayv. You have a chayv to do something and you do it. We have just a rishus for you to do it. So here, when three sat down to eat together, now it's chal upon them a chayv to bench together. And when they bench together, they're mekayim a bigger mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of a chayvah. Mashenkin, if one would leave, even though the other two maybe could be mezavin, it's not the same chayv though. Now they don't have a chiyuv anymore. So therefore you're not allowed to leave. But maybe when two people just start eating together, maybe they're allowed to be mezavin. See, have Mariah. Toshima says in the Mishnah, Hashamish, Shohayim Mishamish al Hashnayim, if a waiter was waiting on two people, Hareza Oichuli Mohim, he, the Shamish, the waiter, has a right to eat with them to make a chiyuv zimun. Even though these two people didn't give the waiter rishus to sit down, he has the right to sit down. And Pashtus Svar is, it's a non-sadi, these people are nicha, the waiter should sit down, eat with them, k'day there'll be a chiyuv zimun. Ma'ashenkin hoyim mishamash al ha'shleisha, the waiter was serving our three people, then hareza eino oichli moim, the waiter doesn't have the right to sit down, eat with them. Ela imkem nothin l'rishus, unless they give you rishus. So what do you see? That when two people eating together, why are they nicha, the waiter should sit with them? Because they want to have a chiyuv zimun. Masha, without the waiter, even if they want to, they can't be mezamin. So Ratzaraya too has no chiyuv zimun. So Drashi Oichli Moim, Ein Kam Gaiva, there's no gaiva for the waiter. Why? The nicha luhu, the two people of Ada nicha, they want it, the maisel de zimun, that this person, the waiter, will bring them the chiyuv zimun. Now the kashri is vishnayim mizamnin, if two people also have a chiyuv zimun, a rishus to the mizamnin, amai nichalu, b'lav de dunami yiboy mizamnin. Why should these two people be nichal, the waiter should sit down with them, they'd rather have themselves without the waiter. And the Gemara, shani hosam, here there's no raya. Havada is the reason why they want the waiter to sit down to make it three. The nichalu, the mikvoy lov achayva, nachamom. They'd rather have that three people, now there's a chiyuv to be mizamnin. And again, God